Mekuta Sichas, Chelek Yud Beis, Sicha Emor Beis. Parshas Emor, Sicha Beis. Min ha-posik v'parshas Seinu, Dabar al-Bnei Yisrael Leimer, from our, in the posik in our parsha, which says, speak to the Yidden, tell them that v'chedesh ha-shvi be'echad la-chedesh, on the first, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, meaning Rosh Hashanah, Yilachem Shabbosin shall be a day of rest, Zichrein Trua, a remembrance of Shofar, of blowing Shofar. Matik Rashi, Ateva Zichrein Trua, so Rashi quotes the word Zichrein, a remembrance of Shofar. Farish, and he explains Zichrein, that Zichrein means Psukei Zichreinus, the Psukim of remembrance that we say by Musaf and Rosh Hashanah, Psukei Shofaris and the Psukim of Shofaris. Lisker Lachem, that he should remember on our behalf, Hashem should remember on our behalf, Akedas Yitzchak, the Akedas Yitzchak, Shekorev Tachas Tachtav Ayil, that he, instead of him, was brought an Ayil, that's what reminds us of the Shofar. The Tzarech Lahavin. So we have to understand. Teva Zichren Trua, Areheim Regilois Veloshna Kedush. The words Zichren Trua are something which is a quite common word. Ve'enem Zukukos Lepirush. They don't really need to be explained. It means remembering Shofar. So what is Rashi trying to explain? So Yesh Mefarshim, there are those who explain that what the Koshele LeRashi, that Rashi is explaining the following difficulty. Betevis Elu. These words have a difficulty. Shalachem mefarshim, therefore he explains them. What's the difficulty? Lahalam mefarshim Pinchas nemer yom trua. Later, when it talks about Rosh Hashanah mefarshim Pinchas, it says a day of blowing shofar. But kanshi na kosev, over here the pasuk changes from a day of shofar, and he writes zichren trua, remembrance of shofar. Lachem mefarsh Rashi, therefore Rashi says, Shekavonos HaKotzev Kani L'Psukei Zichreinus V'Psukei Shofaris. Therefore Rashi says, it's not talking about the mitzvah of blowing shofar, which would have been said to us as Yom Trua. Rather, it's talking about Zichrein, remembrance, meaning the Psukim of remembrance and the Psukim of shofaris. Aval Koshel HaFarsh came, but still it's difficult to say this. Why? Sharei Noisef Lozeh. Because in addition to the fact that if that was the difficulty, Rashi sort of pointed out, here it says Yoim, here it says Zichrein, Zichrein Trua b'Parsha Pinchas Nemi Yoim Trua, he should have said, here it says Zichrein Trua, there it says Yoim Trua, Mekimish Adayin L'Lomano HaPosik b'Parsha Pinchas, since we haven't yet learned this Posik in Parsha Pinchas, when we're up to Parsha Emor, we don't know about the Pasuk in Parsha Pinchas yet, so therefore he has to point out to us that over there it says differently. So in addition to that, as we've said many times, Darkish or Rashi Lefarish Kusha Misereres Belimud Bepashtus HaKosev Alasar. Rashi explains a difficulty that occurs where you're learning. At the time when you're learning this Pasuk, if there is a difficulty, Rashi explains it. Or, if you're learning something now, and it seems to contradict something that you learned earlier, so Rashi will explain it here, where the contradiction is presented. The seeming contradiction is presented. So therefore, in our case, im kavanos shel Rashi l'taretz kusham le'anemar b'parsha Pinchas, if Rashi was trying to explain a problem that occurs because of something that a discrepancy between the way the Pasuk says it here and the way the Pasuk says it in Parsha Pinchas, have a little Parsha Sham. The problem only occurs once you see it in Parsha Pinchas that it's different. So then he should have explained it there. Sharei oz dafke tis'eir rastira, because only then does it bring up a seeming contradiction in Mashanem Ale'el from what it says earlier when you're in Parsha Pinchas, that would be considered earlier. It's said in Parsha Emor differently. Le'idach tzarech la'avin. On the other hand, we have to understand b'pshudosh al mikra menolei l'rashi says zichren tru al yidei sheyimru psukei zichreinus v'shofaris. In the simple meaning of the pasuk, how does Rashi know that when it says zichren trua, it means that you should say psukim of zichreinus v'shofaris? Where is that alluded to in Zichron Trua. Etzim Perusha Shal Rashi Tzarech Lahavin. Also, in addition to these questions, in the explanation of Rashi itself, we have to understand. First of all, Pirush HaPashut BeRashi, Hu SheZichron Pirushei Psukei Zichronos. What Rashi is saying here is that the word Zichron in this case is referring to the Psukim of Zichronos. Utrua, and when it says the word Trua, Pirushei Psukei Shefres, it's talking about the Psukim of Shefres. Be'ein Amuvin. So this seems to be difficult. Aleph, number one. Pashtas aloshon zichrein, achav benikut shva. The simple meaning of the word zichrein, if it said zikorein, would be different. But zichrein, when it's with a shva, means it's attached to the next word. Smichas letrua. It means that zichrein is attached to the word trua. Mashma. So from this it seems that Zichron Shel Trua, a remembrance of Shefer, that it's not two separate things, Zichron and Trua, but Zichron of Trua. Vaynash Zichron Samach v'Shayach l'Trua, meaning that Zichron is connected to Trua. Vein kana l'tziva l'haskir Trua. In other words, that what the meaning of these two words together is, remember Trua. Or in the context of what we're saying is Psukei Shefres. It's a reference to the Psukim of Shefres. But Rashi Mefarish, whereas Rashi says, that the word Zichrein is its own word, and that talks about the word, the psukim of Zichreinus. And the Trua, and then the next word, Trua, Tzibah B'fnei Atzmai, is a separate mitzvah, which is Psukei Shefres, that you say the psukim of Shefres, whereas the words don't seem to lend themselves to that type of separation. It seems like the two words are connected to each other. Beis. La'achas shematik ma'akosav ha'teva zichrein trua, after he quotes the words zichrein trua, what does Rashi say? Lama matik Rashi edapam b'fnim birushei teva zichrein. Rashi says zichrein, and then he explains what zichrein is. But he just quoted from the pasuk zichrein trua. Why does he say the word zichrein again? And if he's trying to, he says it again, to say it from, that you're learning it from the word Zichrein, so then in a similar way, he should have said, Zichrein, Psukei Zichreinus, Shaif Trua, Psukei Shaifres. But he doesn't say the word Trua again inside the Rashi. Lady Ishanim Psukim Shefres. But he doesn't, so by Zichrein he quotes the word again. By Trua he doesn't quote the word again. So then why does he do that? Gimel. Rashi Mamshech Mavar Tam Amiris Psukim Elu. Then he continues and explains what's the reason that we say these Psukim. Lizkar lachem akedus Yitzchak shekarav tachtavayil, to remember on our behalf, on your behalf, meaning the Yidden's behalf, the akedus Yitzchak. Lachayira ein dagish Rashi bepshut shlomitul mikra levar time edinim v'tzivya Torah. Rashi doesn't explain reasons why there are mitzvahs and commands in the Torah. He doesn't give the reasons for mitzvahs. Kibedar chapshat ein echash shiyat tam l'tzivya Torah. On the most simple level, it's because who says that there has to be a reason for a mitzvah and pshuto shel mikra? So therefore, why does Rashi give the reason why we need to say these psukim in this case? Bir b'chol zeh. So to explain all this, ikke kavanas Rashi eina lefarash ha'teva zichrin trua. Rashi is not trying to explain here the word zichrin trua. Elo levar ulahavir teichen ve'inyan. He's trying to explain not the word Zichrein Trua, but rather what is the concept here of you should have a remembrance of Trua. That needs to be explained. The pasuk says, there shall be for you a day of rest, Zichrein Trua, a remembrance of Trua, Mikra Kodesh, a day of holiness. Mashma shezeu tziva l'bnei Yisrael shiye etzlam Shabbosin Zichrin Trua Vagaymer, Shehem Yiskiru Trua. It seems like the Eibush is saying to the Yidden, that they should have a day in which they remember Shofar. Ubapashtus tzibazes sosam hu darei enem avayir ma'u teichna b'inyan shol zchirazos. And this seems to be very unclear. He doesn't explain what does it mean, zichrin trua. What does it mean to remember trua, to remember the blowing of the shofar? That's what it seems to be saying. Remember the shofar. It doesn't explain how. What are you supposed to do? So therefore Rashi explains, zichrin psuke zichrinus. Rashi says, how do you remember them? Zichrin means to say the psukim of zichrinus. Psuke shofarus, and it also means psuke shofarus. V'kabanasei. And what he means to say is, it's not just that you should remember in your mind, that you should remember something in your mind. He's trying to say that this is not just remember Shofar, but say it. You have to do something in order to bring that remembrance, which is to say the psukim. And this can be understood from the words zichrin trua. The zichrin in yonis simas lebi yochedes, because zichrin means paying strong attention to something. We see that Rashi already used this kind of explanation on the word zocher in regards to zocher esyema shabbos. Tnu lev lisker tamid. Pay attention to remember always esyema shabbos. That you should always remember Shabbos, not just on Shabbos itself, but during the whole week. Shem nizdaman locha, that if some good food or something comes up, you put it away for Shabbos, so that you're always focusing on Shabbos. So we see Haina she'ein zetzivoy zekarim ba'alma. So it's not just remember something, but it means she'ehe zekarim yom Shabbos b'libay. It means that you should always be focused on Shabbos. That you should focus on it, and that is expressed in a specific way. There is a way in which you should be focused on Shabbos. By doing something specific, in the case of Shabbos, it is that if something comes up that you can buy, you should put it away for Shabbos. And the same in our case. Yilachem zikaron trua, that you should have zikaron trua, you should have a remembrance of trua of shofar, means not just that there should be this sort of, you have it in the back of your mind, pirushay shatiyin esinus lebes chiras trua, there should be some sort of a focus on this trua shetavilu paula, that comes out in a specific, should be expressed in doing something specific about remembering, which is amiris psuki shofaris, that you should say the psukim of shofaris. So that explains zichrin trua in regards to trua. Aval adayin tzarach bir lama kosva teira tzivet amiris psuki shofaris b'loshin zchira zikaron trua. But still it leaves the question, why does the Torah express it in the words remembering? Hatzivi al zikaron yitoch b'makam sheshayach hopche shikha. Because remembering only relates to something which could otherwise be forgotten. So the Torah has to say, don't forget, remember. And therefore, in the case of Shabbos, you need to be told, we need to be told, remember the day of Shabbos, meaning in the middle of the week. Because the Torah is talking about making sure that you remember Shabbos also during the weekday. That if something good comes up, put it away for Shabbos. Because in the middle of the week, it's quite possible that a person should forget about Shabbos. Therefore, the Torah has to tell you, no, remember Shabbos. Do something to focus and that you shouldn't forget. Even during the week, etc. In a similar way, we find when Yosef asked the Sarah Mashkim, the wine steward, Shekvar Lamda Talmud. This is a subject that the student, the Ben Chomish Lemikra, has already learned in Parsha Miketz. Kiim Zchartani, or Vayeshev, Kiim Zchartani Itcha, that you should remember me. He's telling him to remember him. Since he was talking about something that will come up later, When is he going to? He's not telling him to remember him now. He means later on, when la'achar she'yetzei mibeis asurim, after you will go free from prison, and then when you have the opportunity to be able to speak to the king, that may occur much later. Who knows when that's going to happen? This will take place after a great change in his life. He was a prisoner, now he goes free, which could easily make him forget about what happened in the past. That's why Yosef had to tell him, remember me, don't forget me. That's why he had to say, remember me. In our case, what's the reason that we need to remember Shofar on Rosh Hashanah? We're talking about one day Rosh Hashanah. On the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So why does the Torah have to say, remember Trua? We're talking about one day. It's the Rosh Hashanah. How do you forget the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah? So if he wanted to say that what he means is that you should say the psukim of Shofar is, why didn't he say Amiras Trua? The word Zchira doesn't seem to fit for something that's happening on that same day. Well, so therefore to explain this point, Pirush Rashi explains that the Akos of Zichrein Trua, that the reason that the Pasuk says the word Zichrein, is to come to teach us something different, something new in addition to the Psukim of Shofaris. That the reason the Torah uses the word Zichrein is because he's also telling you that you have to say the Psukim of Zichreinus. In other words, that the word Zichrein, which is taka connected to Shofaris, but it's not only connected to Shofaris, because then it wouldn't have said Zichrein. It could have said Amiras. So the reason the Torah uses the word Zichrein as opposed to Amiras is Ki Mashinim Amiras Lezikoran is Yesh Bei Limud Befnei Atzmai. This teaches us the new Limud Shetzarach Li is Gam Zikoran Psukei Zichreinus. This is what teaches us that there also has to be the Psukim of Zichreinus. Vadayin Chosabir, but still there is something needs some more explanation. Zichrein tzarech liyas kasha le'inyam mesuyim. The word zichrein, as it's in diktuk, it has to be connected to something specific. Shayidei hapa'ula da zichkaren yiskera inyan. Yeah, maybe he's not talking about the diktuk here. He's just talking about remembering is when you do something, it reminds you of something. Kanal b'negel Shabbos says by Shabbos, "Ma inyanu shel zikaron b'amiras psukim zichreinus." Now, what is it, when you say the words of the psukim of zichreinus? What is it that you're remembering? Remembering what? If you're remembering shofaris, so then that's what you remember. That you have to remember to say the words the psukim of shofaris. But saying the psukim of zichreinus, what does that remind you of? Rashi. So therefore, Rashi says, what does the psukim of Zichreinus remind you of? It's there to remind us of Akedus Yitzchok. Hainu inyan hazikaren shiyabai al yidei amiris psukim Zichreinus shul b'nei Yisrael. So then, in other words, that the remembrance that comes through the Yidden saying the psukim ein elu eres zikaren v'netzinus vav shul b'nei Yisrael is not to draw our attention to something through the psukim of Zichreinus. Because what are we drawing attention to? It's there to remind Hashem, Liska Lachem, Zchusta Akedus Yitzchak, to remember that He should remember on our behalf the Zchus that we have as a result of Avram and Yitzchak, of Akedus Yitzchak. Because, so that's why Rashi finds it necessary to explain what is the purpose of Zichrein Trua, not why do we have this mitzvah, but what is it that's being remembered? It's explaining simply what Zichrein means. Because of Rashi, Liska lechem achedus Yitzchok achar psukei shofaris, and he says, why he brings up the zikaron of achedus Yitzchok after he explains psukei shofaris. Maybe he should have said that immediately after Zichreinus, explaining what Psukis Zichreinus is. After Shaykh Lechayre, Psukis Zichreinus. Kigam Amir is Psukis Shepris, Hula Eir Zichrin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lizchuyus B'nei Yisrael, because the truth is that to remind Hashem of the Akedis Yitzchak, it's also in regard, the Psukim Shepris also remind them of that. V'zeo Shemesayim, Liske Lechem, Shekarav Tachtav Ayil, that the Ayil is the Shepris, are an allusion to the Ayil. The Ayil is an allusion to the Shepris. Madgish HaKishu Ben Shepher LaAkedis Yitzchak, he brings out the connection between the Shefer and Akedis Yitzchak, Shekarav Tachtav Ayil, that instead of Yitzchak was brought an Ayil, Shem Mikarnoi Eisim Shefer, and we know that the Shefer is made from the horn of an Ayil. Vabir Vazen is Bor Le'el. So to explain all this, Nizbor Le'el, the Nikud Teva Zichra in Moirashi, Besmichus Le'Tevas Trua, Shalachra'a. That the diktuk of the word Zichrain is that it's attached to the word Trua. Zichron shel Trua, remembrance of Shefer. Umezeh muvan, from which we understand, ima yesh yesh b'teva zichrein gam inyan v'limud miyuchad b'fnei atzmai, that even though the word zichrein has its own teaching, which is the psukim of zichreinus, hayradam is psukim zichreinus, mekol makom pashut shi smucha, but still, of course, the simple meaning is that it's attached to the word shayach es gam la'nemer acharei, that it's attached to the word Shefer's as well, Trua. In other words, that Shefris also was there to remind Hashem of our Schusim. And that's why Zichrin is attached to Trua, that both of them, the Zichrinus and the Shefris, are reminding us of Zichrinus and Shefris, both Psukim remind Hashem of our Schusim. Which is what why Rashi finds it necessary that this is the meaning of the pasuk, that the psukim of Shefer are also to remind Hashem. The zichrein psukim zichreinus bala eder zichreinus lagos baruch l'trua, that the zichrein, in other words, the zichrein of the psukim that we say, are also there to remind Hashem of the Trua, Psukei Shefris, and that's why Zichrein is attached to Trua, that the Zichrein, the Psukim, are not only connected to Zichreinus remembering, but that the Shefris are also connected to Hashem's remembering. Zichrein, and also it was a Psukim of Shefris. Zichrein HaKedis Yitzchok Shekarav Tachtav Ayil, remembering the Aked. Al Pi Kolon Al Yuvan. Based on this, we can understand Tamishol Rashi Batakosi Alapam Befnim Pirushay Teva Zichrein. This explains also why Rashi repeats the word Zichrein inside the Rashi after he had just quoted it in the pull quote. Mefarish bePsukei Zichreinus, and he explains that it means Psukei Zichreinus. The Melamdeinu Mazed, by this he's teaching us that HaHechech lePirushei the Zichrein who inim befnei atzme ve'ena rak musul leTruah shel Achrav. He's telling us that the word Zichrein is not only referring to Zichrein as it's attached to Truah, but that Zichrein is itself a standalone teaching. That the word that Zichrein is Psukim of Zichreinus. Hu meduyak lashon hakasuv Zichrein v'loi amiras. That he, it's the focus is, Rashi's drawing our attention to the fact that how do we know that Zichrein means Psukim of Zichreinus? Because otherwise it sort of should have said amiras. So therefore he reiterates the word Zichrein to tell us that we learn it from the fact that the Torah expresses it by the word Zichrein rather than Amiras. And that's why that leads him to explain that Zichrein means Psukim of Zichreinus, Mashenkim Psukim Shefris, whereas when we talk about the Psukim of Shefris, Nilmadu Mepirish HaPashut Zoltele Zichrein Trua, that's learned from the simple meaning of Zichrein Trua, remembering of Shefer, which means saying the Psukim of Shefer. But how do we know that it also means Psukim of Zichreinus? That we learn from the fact that he says Amira Zichrein and not Amiras. So therefore he requotes that word Zichrein to tell us that this is the key word. Whereas the word Shaifris doesn't have to be repeated again, because that's the simple meaning of that phrase Zichrein Truah, that it refers to the Psukim of Shaifer. Mamshech Rashi. So Rashi continues, Psukim Zichrein is a Psukim Shaifer Lisker Lachem. The Mezeh Shenem is Zichrein Truah Muchach, the Gamba Truah Yesh Inishal Zikaran. That from what it says, Zichrein Truah, it's clear that in Truah there is also a matter of Zikaran, as he said in earlier. So in other words, that these two are connected to each other. The Zichreinus, the saying of the Psukim of Zichreinus and Shaifers are connected to each other. They serve one purpose. What is the one purpose? Lizkar lachem akedus Yitzchak shkarav tachtav ayo, to remember akedus Yitzchak. This schus, which is is what's the purpose of the Psukei Zichreinus, and it's also the purpose of Psukei Shaifres. Al pi bize yeshleim abir noisav al zeh shehigdem Rashi l'perusha tevas Zichrein, which can explain another reason why Rashi says the word Zichrein again. And he doesn't say the word Truah again to explain that it means Psukis Shaifres. Because through this, he emphasizes that the word Zichrein pertains both to Psukis Zichreinus as well as to Psukis Shaifres. That the Shaifres, the Truah part, doesn't have to be said again, because it's from the word Zichrein, which is pertaining to the Shaifres as well, because it's there to remind Hashem of the Schusim that came from Akedas Yitzchak by quoting the story of the Isle.